God doesn't see or he doesn't hear anything that we do. We like to think that maybe God's not paying attention. He's not too interested in me. And so I'll just go on and I'll be okay. However, God does see everything. You know, when we go to 1 John 1:9 every day before we start class, you know, we bring it all to the Lord. We not only bring what we may have said, we not only bring what we may have done in our talk or speech, but we also bring our thoughts. Because God knows our thoughts. He knows when we think unrighteously. He knows when we are unholy in our thinking. So God is fully aware of everything that is going on in our lives. Because man wants to live in unrighteousness and ungodliness, God reveals his wrath against man. Again, God is holy and righteous. To keep with his character, he must judge sin. There is no sin if we think that that's okay, that we are committing some sin and that that is okay. That is against God's character, and that will be judged. And so his wrath is against man. God always gives a way of escape, though. Isn't that great? That's God's grace. That's his mercy. That we don't have to face his wrath. We can escape his present wrath that is upon us. Man is able to escape this divine wrath through the power of the gospel and the righteousness of God. Romans 1:16, which we've just studied. God displays his grace through by the cross. Jesus paid the price for all the unrighteous actions of man. Romans 1:18 through 32, we're all in there. We were all in there. And Jesus says, I will go to the cross for these people. For these evil, unrighteous, ungodly individuals, I will go and pay their sin. John 3:16 is a familiar verse. I'll read through that. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. And also where we are in Romans 1:16 through 17. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes. To the Jew first and also to the Greek. For in the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, but the righteous man shall live by faith. We need not live our daily life as believers under the very wrath of God. It is through Jesus Christ that we are able to escape that wrath that he has placed upon man in present time. God's wrath, orge, it's divine anger. And I'm not going to go into a lot about this. But it is anger against God. God is angered of anything that is not in accordance to his righteousness. Go to Pastor David's study of what he has been teaching over the last couple of weeks, and it'll be more in depth, but you'll have an understanding. First, God's wrath is against ungodliness. Asebia is the Greek word. This refers to the irreligious part of man. Man living out a life in a very godless lifestyle. Man is irreligious. Doesn't show the proper respect. Man does not want to show the proper respect towards God. We see that so often. Man does not see the need to worship God. Sometimes we don't take our worship serious. Our minds aren't totally on God. We're not giving him the reverence, and that is even believers, that he should be receiving at the time of worship and in a time of listening to his word. It is the learning of God, the true God. There's not much value. Man has very little value on the spiritual life in their life. Man is in his own understanding. He knows, man knows what is best for himself and what is more important when it comes to the spirit of man than to give it all over to God. Man wants to live in an ungodly and unrighteous way, and God's wrath is upon him. God's wrath is against man's unrighteousness. Adikia is the Greek word. And there is probably not much difference between unrighteousness and ungodliness. Very little distinction there. Very little differences. It is lacking in the right conduct. Certainly ungodliness is going to lead to unrighteousness if man is left on his own. Without the following of God's word, the moral conduct of the character of God's word, man falls short of God's character of holiness and righteousness. Man faces God's wrath because he suppresses the truth. Always wanting to suppress the truth. That's what God's talking about here. He suppresses the truth in his own unrighteousness. We like to think that we want to know the truth. Everyone wants to know the truth about something. We all want to know the truth about who killed John F. Kennedy. Just give me the truth. I want to know. I want to know exactly what happened. We want to know those things. However, when it comes to the truth about God, there's that line in the movie. Jack Nicholson played it the best way. When it comes to knowing the truth about God or wanting to know the truth, it is, you can't handle the truth. The world cannot handle the truth about God. They want to suppress the truth. They don't want to know the truth. People want to run away from the truth about God because it makes them accountable, and man does not want to be accountable to anybody higher than himself. John 14:6, if you will, please. John 14:6 says, Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. And if you just turn back a little bit to John 1:14, Jesus says, And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we saw his glory, glory as the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth. John 1:18, just down a few verses. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten God who is at the bosom of the Father, he has explained him. You see, Jesus is the way. Jesus is the life. And Jesus is the truth. Many want to reject that Jesus is the truth. They want to suppress that truth. Jesus is full of grace. And he's full of truth. In truth, Jesus reveals God the Father. And man wants to reject that. Turn, if you will, to John chapter 18, verses 37 through 38. There it reads, therefore Pilate said to him, so you are a king. Jesus answered, you say correctly that I am a king. For this I have been born, and for this I have come into the world to testify to the truth. Everyone who is of truth hears my voice. And Pilate said to him, what is truth? So when Jesus was standing there, and he came and he says, he testifies to the truth. Pilate asked a question that all of us would like to always ask. What is the truth? Man rejects the truth. Man suppresses the truth of everything about God and about Christ. The truth about Jesus is that he is the only way to the Father. That's the truth. Man wants to reject this truth. People want to approach God again on their own way with their own false gods and in their own works. And they want to build it up, build themselves up, because they do not want to see it and do it God's way. Man wants to be accountable for himself and not to God. And so man needs to suppress the truth about God and therefore hide from the Lord, just like Adam and Eve, which I'll be getting ahead of myself. The world says that there are no absolute truths, or at least there that you cannot know what is absolute truth about spiritual matters or the knowledge of eternal life. You'll hear it, and he touched on it a little bit earlier in the first Bible lesson. They will say things like, well, it might be true for you, might work for you, but it's not necessarily true for me. Romans 1:18 says that there is absolute truth. Right. Romans 1:18 says there is absolute truth, and that man is busy suppressing this truth because of their ungodliness and their unrighteousness. They refuse to answer to the authority of God. The more a society will suppress the very truth of God, the more deeper a society is going to fall in their sins. They will fall further and further. The more that a society wants to move away from the very truth of God, the further they are going to go into the direction of their own destruction. Right. We have mentioned in the past this passage of Romans should be read from now on in high definition to each and every one of us. As we look at today's world, as we look at today's America. Don't know what starting point to actually start on about America. However, we'll start in the late 50s, early 60s. When the world says that prayer and God need to get out of our schools. Man said, I don't want God in my school and I don't want prayer in my school. Man says, and America says, we want to suppress the very truth about a living God, a true and living God. We don't want to know of God. And we look at our children today, how disobedient they are. When we look at the schools and how there are shootings that take place in our schools and how the children are the ones that are doing this, we ask the question, how can all this happen? What is going on? Well, the truth is, what we are witnessing is Romans 1:18. Man is suppressing the truth and about God. Man is living ungodly and unrighteous, and they have no room for man, and therefore God says, keep your children. Let your children run the way you want them to run. And look at what we have today. In the 60s, it was a rebellious time that America was really on a fast pace. Sex, drugs. If it feels good, do it. We don't want to be held accountable to God's way of committing adultery and God's way of saying fornication is wrong, but just to go ahead and freely express yourself and take the drugs that you want, which is a problem today that has penetrated every part of our society. God, we don't want your truth. We will suppress your truth. We want to live ungodly. We want to live unrighteously. And God has said, okay, you will suffer the consequences of your actions. We were in a war that had no apparent direction in the 60s. It seemed like we didn't have a cause to win. We were moving away from the Lord. In America, we wonder what is happening. And we want to debate so many issues about today. We have been witnessing the weakening of our country that once stood on the foundation of strength and power. We have witnessed the killing and the mass shootings that are climbing at a very alarming rate in this country. It is almost twice a week, maybe more, that we are witnessing people committing mass murder. Because this country has wanted to suppress the truth about God and to live in unrighteousness and ungodliness. We have become a country that is killing millions of innocent babies. We heard this morning about what the pastor was talking about. We kill millions of babies and they cannot make the decision for themselves of whether they want to live or to die. But we take their life. Of recent times, we see this violence increasing against one another. We see the loss of love for one another. And now, our country is at a point where its heroes and those that they call that they have great courage are the ones who have opened up about their sexual preference and saying they want to be with someone of the same sex, and we call them heroes and we call them courageous. And that is against God's word, but God says, go ahead, but you will suffer the consequences, and we are suffering the consequences of the wrath of God by allowing this stuff to go, and our country is going faster and faster down the plane of destruction. Man wants to live ungodly, unrighteous, suppress the truth of God. Many have their own ideas on how to receive eternal life. And we'll try to finish this part up. Even with those who come under the heading of being a Christian, have different ideas on what it takes to be and to have eternal life that is different from God's point of view. The truth is, Jesus is the only way. That's the absolute truth. That anybody can approach God the Father. It is not in some false religion or through the works of an individual, either before or after salvation. Jesus is the way. Jesus and nowadays, Jesus and those who believe in Him receive much in the way of negative attention and criticism by the world. As time moves on, this seems to be increasing ever more. Christians are accused of being intolerant by the world that wants to live in their ungodliness and in their unrighteousness. They say we're intolerable to their own belief systems. Those who believe in such things as Buddha, Mohammed, the world says we're to show that we are tolerable to them. But that's as defined as the world. The world defines tolerable as saying, accept that the idea that they might be right, because they want to suppress the truth about God. The world, though, is intolerable toward Christian beliefs. Jesus is despised by the world. He's hated by the world because He is the absolute truth. Eternal life is only through Him, and the world rejects it. They suppress that very truth about Jesus. And they want to continue in their own ungodly and unrighteous ways of trying to earn eternal life. They reject the truth of doing it God's way, and therefore they receive His present wrath. Turn, if you will, to John 15, verses 18 through 19. And I think we'll close right around here. Book of John, Gospel of John, chapter 15, verses 18 through 19. Reads this way. If the world hates you, you know that it has hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love its own. But because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, because of this, the world hates you. And if you just jump down there to verse 25. But they have done this to fulfill the word that is written in their law. They hated me without a cause. And one more place. Gospel of John chapter 17 verse 14. Which reads, I have given them your word, and the world has hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. In our days and time in which we live, in which we have a message to give to the world, that is to receive eternal life. That's the message that we are to give, the message of eternal life through the Lord Jesus Christ to a lost and dying world. It is, why do we act surprised or have an attitude of being a victim of the world's behavior to us? Christ has warned us. Christ has told us, they hated me, they're going to hate you. They don't like my message. They don't like my truth. They will not like your message and your truth. They are only doing what Jesus says they would do. The world's desire is to silence the Christian message of life. And Satan's doing a pretty good job of it right now. There's many distractions, many things that are going on. There are many topics that are taking place in the news today. And what Satan likes to do, and what he's very happy that he's getting to do, is to get Christians to debate these issues. Because if we are busy debating the issues that are taking place about homosexuality or about anything else, the one thing that we are not doing when we are talking and debating about these issues is that we are not talking and telling anybody about the message of life that is through the Lord Jesus Christ. And that is what Jesus says we are to do. And he has said and he has told us, the world is going to hate you. They hate the truth. They will suppress the truth because they suppressed the truth because of me. They don't want to know my truth. They don't want to know God's truth. They want to live in ungodliness and unrighteousness, and the wrath is upon them. Go and give them the message of eternal life. Don't be caught up in debates. So they are living out their present wrath of God because they are suppressing the truth of God. And unfortunately, I have to end there. And we will pick this up as it goes further.